Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shining people, it's a Wednesday, November 12th, here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day in for Jenks today. And boy, do we have plenty to talk about, especially when it comes to college football. The latest set of college football rankings released last night. We'll talk about the teams who have a guaranteed path in if they win out, and maybe a few dark horses that could be waiting in the wings that could be interesting when it comes to the futures market. Later on in the show, we'll get to some NFL headlines, we'll get to a little sprinkle of basketball, and we have a nice little guest lined up for today. Former UCLA head coach Rick Neuheisel is going to be joining us later today at 8:20, so we've got a great show lined up. And then, so Jenks is overseas in Madrid getting ready for the Commanders game against the Dolphins. And as I was looking at the slate for, you know, some of the segments in our show, I was thinking to myself, okay, you guys had zero faith in the Commanders against the Lions, which is fair because they got absolutely curb stomped. But what about the Dolphins? Is that a beatable team for your Commanders?
I mean, theoretically, yes. Will they win? Unlikely. Probably not.
Really?
Wouldn't put my money on it. May have already bet the other way. And this is even before we get to first impression roses in an hour. They just can't. They can't stop anybody. They can't. I mean, Dan Quinn's calling plays now, so you know we'll see. But it's funny. So I had a conversation yesterday. If you'll allow me to flex real quick, I had a conversation yesterday with Von Miller, and Von Miller has been very, very upfront with saying that it is not the coaches, which leads me to believe it's the players. And they just don't have very good players. There are going to be people in Spain, Chelsea, that think that Tua Tagovailoa is the greatest quarterback that has ever played, because they're going to be watching their first ever football game, and he is going to be slicing and dicing up this defense.
Okay, so would you just take the over then, if you think there's going to be a lot of points? Because here's my thing. I will say this goes in the Commanders' favor. I always say this about overseas games. It feels like if there's ever a time for chaos, it's when you go overseas. So sometimes I feel like it levels the playing field with all the factors kind of askew from the normal routine week. Do you think that gives the Commanders more of a chance? Or do you just look at this total and say, 47.5? Commanders are giving up a lot of points.
They are giving up a lot of points. Four games in a row of 21-plus or more defeats, which is the first time that's happened in 20-plus years in the NFL. Sick. Love that. I would... Honestly, whatever the Dolphins team total is, I don't know that that's available yet, but once that becomes available, I would hammer that. I've already hammered the two. I got it at two, not 2.5. It's moved to a half point. But I already laid the two with the Dolphins. The rest of the year with Washington, if they're going to hurt me on Sundays, at the very least, they're going to line my pockets. So I'm taking whoever they're playing their team total over for the rest of the year.
Ah, it feels like a good strategy, especially for some of these bad defenses. It's wild to me how high some of these totals have been. Like last week, we had like three teams in the afternoon window score more than 40 points.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on this year, But like, this has been a trend in betting on the NFL, is that overs have been king, which means the public has been cleaning up, because you know who loves betting on overs? The public. You know, they don't want to bet on unders. And, you know, with the exception of, you know, primetime games, that Eagles and Packers game, we've seen a ton of points this year. So maybe that trend continues, especially for the Commanders and especially overseas. Now that Mike McDaniel has been talking trash, please tell me you saw this video. Like, I don't know how much of it's true, but I want it to be true.
He's back. He's back in his little swagger now. You're seeing the step a little bit. You're like, all right, they fired somebody and it wasn't him. And he's like, I guess I gotta lock in for the rest of the year. They're not gonna let me go, so I might as well have fun in the process.
Ah, that video of him in the car where he just looks tiny. Like, and I think his appearance goes into it as well, because he looks like he would be like the IT guy at like a corporation. Like, what's he doing? Talking trash to Bills fans, but you kind of love it. And that's what people kind of fell in love with, his personality in the first place, because he was kind of a weird cat. All right, let's get to our bets from last night. So I was in the association, laid the 9 with the Knicks at home over the Grizzlies. Knicks have been an absolute wagon when it comes to their offense, and when it's been covering, come to covering the number. They covered last night. I believe they won by 12 over the lowly Grizzlies, who are now 1-8 against the number in their last 9 games. Not great for Memphis. As for PJ, had UK plus 4.5 against Louisville. They lost by 8. That was an extremely high-scoring game. Louisville won that one 96-88. So if you had the over, that was a winner as well. So for the week, 2-0 for me. And Kate's 1-0, PJ 0-1. Denton, what are you, 3-1?
Well,
career
mentally,
on the daily tip?
Mentally, I'm 3-0 still. You know, might have taken an L last week, but mentally, I'm still unbeaten.
You're the Mike McDaniel of the show. You're sticking
it's
your
confidence.
Head out the window and talking trash to all of us. All right, so we know you love college football. For the people who do not know, Denton hosts a college football show on SiriusXM. So, a big day for you and a big morning to talk about college football. Last night, the latest set of college football playoff rankings released, and here are the playoff seeds if the playoffs started today. Ohio State at 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss at 7, Oregon, Notre Dame at 9, Texas at 10, Miami at 11, and 12.
They would be 11th if the college football playoffs started today. Because they would be the winner of the ACC.
Okay, yeah, I read that wrong. That is my bad. So these are not the actual rankings. These are, you know, if some of the conference champions still held true. So a lot of those are still the same. And I think my biggest takeaway from this is that most of the teams in the top 10, I think maybe even the top 12, still control their own destiny. So if you're one of these teams, you can just put the blinders on and say, hey, as long as we win out, we will be in. And some of these teams can lose. Like, especially if you look at the top three teams because of the conference championships. Ohio State, if they continue to win out during the regular season, which they do have a big game lurking against Michigan, and that's an interesting one. If Michigan can somehow pull off a win over Ohio State, it feels like they're probably into the college football playoff. But my point being is that two of these teams in, I guess it would be the top 4 or 5, like, somebody's going to lose in a conference championship game. I don't know how much the committee is going to punish losses in conference championship games, because we've already seen the fact that the committee doesn't really punish you for these top-tier losses, and especially when it comes to like some of these teams that do not play in college in conference championship games. So I don't know how much that'll matter. But again, a lot of these teams are going to be in the driver's seat. Like, some of them have more tough schedules than others. But still, it has to be a good feeling. Say, hey, we don't need to worry about the chaos around us. We simply go out there and win.
So the top four teams, if they win this weekend, guaranteed in. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You're not gonna fall. They're SEC and Big Ten teams, and the committee is not going to punish anybody for losing the SEC or Big Ten championship. If you lose the ACC championship, you're in trouble. You lose the Big 12 championship, you're in trouble. They would have tried to get, I know they got two ACC teams in last year with SMU and Clemson, but they would have tried to get somebody like a South Carolina or an Ole Miss in there if those two teams didn't have three losses. They just couldn't justify the three-loss SEC team over the ACC team that lost in the ACC championship. What I found to be fascinating in this, Chelsea, is that Texas Tech jumped Ole Miss. And it seems so rare in the college football playoff era that they ever value a Big 12 team over an SEC team. I don't disagree with Texas Tech jumping Ole Miss. I thought they looked awesome this weekend against BYU. I mean, it wasn't even a contest from the jump. They beat the mess out of BYU, and they could have beaten them by a lot more. So the fact that they jumped them, I do think that's the committee telling us they really, really trust and love what the Red Raiders are doing, but it also leads to some question marks with how they feel about Ole Miss. I still feel pretty comfortable that Ole Miss is going to get into the playoff, but I also kind of feel like maybe the committee doesn't love the Citadel matchup in November. They're like, hey, do you maybe want to play good teams? Some of these other things, though, like I do think, and this is going to be crazy, so Miami right now is technically the 11th seed because people are just penciling them in. They're the highest ranked right now ACC team. They're not guaranteed to get into the ACC championship game. In fact, they are kind of not in the driver's seat at all to get into the ACC championship game, which is going to make that really, really weird and complex down the stretch of the season. In a perfect world, Georgia Tech just wins out. They get to the ACC championship game. They win the ACC championship, and then that is your one bid. But I do think there's a real possibility, and walk with me here, because this is crazy. If Miami loses another game, so they'd be a three-loss team, and then whoever wins the ACC championship game isn't highly ranked, there's a real possibility that there's two Group of Five champions in. Like, it's just the five highest conference champions, right? We haven't done the auto bids for the Power Four yet. So if right now USF is 24th, if they win the American and they just decide, the committee, that they like USF better than whoever ultimately ends up winning the ACC, and then the potential of James Madison, who could run the table, be a one-loss Sun Belt champion, and they're going to kind of start to get closer and closer to the bottom of these rankings as the weeks progress. There's a very real possibility if, let's just say, the ACC champion ends up being like a three-loss ACC champ, that the committee is going to value a team like a JMU or a UCF or maybe both of them over the ACC, which would be really crazy territory to be in.
I think it depends on which ACC team it is. Because I will say there are a couple ACC teams that still have pretty tough schedules down the stretch and could really prove some things. Like, I think a lot of people think of Georgia Tech, and that certainly is one, where they play number 23 Pitt on November 22nd. And then, of course, don't they always play Georgia? Why is this not popping up on the schedule?
Yeah, they played Georgia
the last
end of the
game
year.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be a huge win or a huge, you know, if maybe they can keep it close with Georgia. So, like, they can still prove some things. And I think a lot of people, just based on the eye test, like Georgia Tech the most coming out of the ACC. That is all to be said. Like, if Georgia Tech wins the ACC, it doesn't really matter. But, like, the same goes for Pitt. Is that that's the other team I was going to say, is that huge matchup against number 9 Notre Dame at Pitt this weekend. Then they play Georgia Tech. So those are two big games where Pitt could possibly kind of enter the chat as maybe one of the better teams in the ACC with some, like, solid ranked wins. Because I think that's the thing about the ACC is you look at some of these resumes of these teams that only have one loss, you're like, okay, but, like, what's their signature win? So, like, those are two good teams from the ACC that can really prove something.
And then on top of that, Pitt finishes with Miami. So what you want to talk about a gauntlet that Pitt is going to run these final 3 weeks. I mean, it sets up beautifully for you to get to the college football playoff, because if they win out, honestly, if they win out, they're getting an at-large bid, because that'd be a top 10 win and then two top 20 wins, assuming that both Georgia Tech and Miami are still within the top 20 when those games are played. That would be good enough, I would think, for an at-large bid, because you're not going to find many other teams. So in your neck of the woods right now, Vanderbilt is, they're still on the outside looking in, but they're within range, right, at 14. There is still an avenue of some stuff ahead of them. You know, kind of some teams fall, and then they beat Tennessee at the end. There's still an avenue for them to get in. But right now, they don't have a great win on their schedule. They played really close in some tough games, and LSU was a good win, but we now know what LSU is. It'd be very, you know, if Vanderbilt is a two-loss team, and they beat Tennessee, and then Pitt is a two-loss team, but they beat Notre Dame and Georgia Tech in Miami, I would have to lean in the direction and say Pitt has a better resume, which is very new to say for the committee to be like, we're going to ride with the ACC team over the SEC team.
Well, I still think that wouldn't Vanderbilt have to leapfrog like Texas and Oklahoma? And that's going to be real tough since Texas looked way better than Vandy in a head-to-head win. So right. It's one of those things where Vandy's kind of up a creek without a paddle, unless, you know, Texas and Oklahoma just kind of pee down their leg for the rest of the season, which, you know, we've seen Texas at junctures of this season, and it could possibly happen. But it just feels like it is just going to be real tough for Vanderbilt. The one other thing I wanted to mention is that I think there could be a pathway for Texas Tech to get one of the top four seeds. Like, doesn't it feel like it could be possible? Just because Definitely. We have seen that the committee really loves Texas Tech, what they've done with their defensive line. And like I mentioned earlier, some of these teams at the very top, if they play in a conference championship game, are going to have another loss. So, like, it feels wild to think, but, like, Texas Tech, there is a real pathway for them to be a top four team.
Absolutely. And on top of that, you can very easily point to the loss. So, if they're a one-loss Big 12 champ, you can point to that one loss and say, we didn't have our starting quarterback. So we deserve to be right. over either, you know, Alabama or A&M, whoever loses in that SEC championship game, because we played in our conference championship, won it, and then the one loss was something easily that you can wipe clean.
Right, and the metrics absolutely love Texas Tech as well, and so does the committee. All right, NFL headlines come your way after the break here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back on a Wednesday. Coming up in a few minutes, we will get to all of the headlines in the NFL this week. And Den Day, and for Jinx today, Den, I think I have finally landed on the fact that I need to do something about not having ESPN. So I have skated around this in multiple ways so far, that if you place a small live bet on certain sports books, you can watch the NFL Monday Night Football. So I've been doing that on Mondays, but it still does not escape the fact that I can't watch college basketball and I can't watch college football, which on Saturdays I'm normally out and about anyway. We'll go to like Jonathan's, which is this restaurant in Hendersonville, and we'll watch like the big game. But I think I am starting to lose ground. Like, I've got to do something because YouTube TV and ESPN still have not settled their differences. I thought that they would come to something by now, and all we have is a $20 credit from YouTube TV. So I've been searching the internet, and so like my brother told me that, hey, you use the 7-day free trial from Fubo, and maybe after a week we will have some sort of, you know, resolvement from YouTube TV and ESPN. Or I found this according to Google. If you go to Best Buy and you buy like one of these specific products, you get a free 30-day trial of Fubo, which includes ESPN. So I'm looking at these products and it's not like huge TVs. Like one of them's like an indoor antenna for like $25, which I might do for my mom anyway. So I don't have to pay for cable, because I don't know if you kids know what antennas are, but it's so you can pick up the local channels without paying for a provider. So, Den, I think, didn't you have YouTube TV as well? What did you end up doing?
So, I am a participant in YouTube TV. I would not call myself a subscriber because I mooch off of my brother. But I did text him when all this was going. I texted him, and I was like, so what you about to do? How are you going to handle this? Because you are the one getting screwed, but it is also impacting me and my job. So, like, what is your plan here? And then how can I assist you in the plan? So what I've been doing is I've been doing a one-day pass on Sling. It's $5, and I do that for college football. But on Monday Night Football, I'm screwed. Like, I'm not paying $5 to watch Monday Night Football. I'm not going to do it. And then on top of that, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I don't know that I've heard a lot of people talk about this. College basketball is getting absolutely robbed, like just completely destroyed by this whole process, because especially now, like if you're a gambler, I'm so proud of PJ for gambling on college basketball last night. He's like, he loves college basketball. So I'm proud of him for doing that. Most of us aren't gambling on college basketball at this point, right? There's just so many other things going on. There's so much other bandwidth that is being taken up in our brains to where you're not going to be super locked into college basketball. On top of that, it has always felt like to me, prior to like the month of late January to February, around, you know, when football season ends, you put college basketball on as kind of like background noise if it's really convenient, where you're doing something around the house, you just want to have some sort of sports on the television, you'll get wrapped up into it for, you know, if the second half is getting crazy or whatever. It's very rarely, though, it feels like something that most people are going to seek out, unless they really love their specific team. But if your team isn't playing on a Tuesday, you're not seeking it out on a Tuesday. You're not seeking it out on a Wednesday. So I'm damn near not going to go pay for it on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday. I just want it conveniently in front of me so I can, you know, have something on while I'm doing other things. And I feel like they're getting just completely destroyed. And they feel like college basketball has gotten ricked by the transfer portal anyway. Like, they are the low end of the stick because people just don't care that much about it. Why am I going to follow these guys around for, you know, 2 years when they're going to be gone? I feel like they're getting absolutely screwed in this. But yeah, I got to figure this out, because, you know, Sling TV is not my favorite. I did not realize YouTube TV had a monopoly on the quad box. Like, how is that? How does everybody else not have one of those things? Is there a patent that I don't know about?
I think that's what sucks, and that's why so many people that are sports fans have YouTube TV. So it's like, okay, this is the cross-section of sports fans who really like watching all of their sports, and now you take ESPN away from these people? So, like, it just feels like a double dagger. But I think I kind of disagree with you on college basketball, because when I watch college hoops, it's honestly not gambling focus, which is weird to say because I understand I host a gambling show. But especially in college basketball, where you get these big time matchups very early in the season. Like last night, I wanted to watch Kentucky and Louisville. That's a great in-state rivalry, a great matchup between two top 25 teams, and I couldn't. And I feel like especially during the week, when there is nothing else on, I know we're going to do Streaming Corner, and maybe this takes away from some steam from that, but I would much rather watch a live good basketball matchup that even if I don't have like a bet on it during the week, then like reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond. Like, I'm not really a show person. So during the week, something to fill my sports need is college basketball. And we have some great matchups, and I can't watch them.
Isn't that the biggest kick to the groin? Because they're finally doing that. They're finally taking away. I mean, we get like Houston and I guess Oakland tonight, or Tennessee and UNF, University of North Florida. But like, they've done a really good job of finally giving us matchups during the beginning portion of the season that actually make you want to watch. And then they pull the rug out from under you and say, you can't watch it anymore unless you pay an extra $30. And I don't have any bit of time or sympathy for these reports about how Disney is losing $5 million a day. Get over it, losers. If you don't want to lose that money, sign the deal so we don't have to pay $30. I don't care about mega corporations losing $5 million when I had to potentially lose $30, right? My $30 is way more important than their $5 million, to me at least. So they need to get this situated, man. It's getting really, really obnoxious. I thought we got teased on Saturday, too, with all those reports. No, they're at the table. They're negotiating, and I was like, yes, they're going to get it just in time for Alabama LSU. Here we go. College football, saving the day. And then they blow right through that, and they blow right through another Monday Night Football game.
So if you're ESPN, because I keep coming back to like ESPN just feels like they have mismanaged a lot of things over the last few years. If you're ESPN, do you treat this like a sports team? You're like, listen, we got to trade away all of our top players and we start from the ground up and we got to start saving money and planning for the future. Like, do you ship away Stephen A. Smith to like Fox News or whatever and be like, hey, you can have him. Please eat some of this contract. Like, what do you do to save ESPN at this point?
You just have to sign the deal. So in my mind, I have a business minor that I might have used a lot of Quizlet to get in college, but I still have a business minor. So in my mind, if you are willing to lose $5 million for what is now 2 weeks, so that's just like quick math there, right? Whatever 5 plus 14 is, that's a lot of millions of dollars, right? If you're willing to lose that over the course of 2 weeks, then odds are when you're at the table, whatever deal you're going to sign is going to greatly benefit you to the fact where that $5 million over 2 weeks is not going to feel that bad. It leads me to believe that ESPN is coming in with some astronomical price to these negotiations if they're just sitting on their hands and saying, we will take our programming away from 10 million subscribers to YouTube TV. Now, I'm sure that's balanced out a little bit, but you're not going to get all 10 million people to jump to your streaming platform. They're doing something in those negotiation rooms that business-wise might be good for the Mickey Mouse ears, but they're not good for Denton Day or Chelsea Messenger or anybody else that has YouTube TV.
Right, any sports fans. Like, that's what it feels like. It really hurts because ESPN is supposed to be, at its very heart, for sports fans. And now you're alienating your very fan base. And it feels like we've done nothing wrong. Again, it feels like we're stuck in the middle of a divorce that we didn't cause. We are just children sitting here, you know, on the bench in the courtroom saying, I don't know which parent to pick. I am 8 years old. Please don't make me choose. So this is on both of you guys. But I do feel like it's more on ESPN than it is on YouTube TV, because YouTube TV has had some disputes with other carriers as well. But they have resolved all of those. So it does feel like ESPN's being the greedy party in this discussion. All right, so other headlines in the NFL. So we know Giants have fired their head coach in Brian Daboll. And now the chatter is all about who is going to be the next head man in charge. So if you look at the offshore odds, which are not at BetMGM, Mike McCarthy is your favorite at 7-1. Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, 8-1. Steve Spagnuolo over at Kansas City, the defensive coordinator there. List goes on and on. Bill Belichick is 16-1. Can we stop here? Because I feel like I've seen a lot of headlines about this, and it's like, what about Bill Belichick coaching at UNC makes you think that this is the best iteration of him? And even if you say, okay, well, he was a great NFL coach, he didn't look great towards the end of his tenure. with the Patriots. There is a reason he got fired. So I know he is a big name, and I know that there are a lot of interesting tangents along with that discussion with Jordan Hudson and, you know, Bill Belichick's legacy. But, like, is it a real possibility that Bill Belichick is actually the next head coach of the New York Giants?
I would personally love it as a fan of the team that shares a division with the Giants and that has to play the Giants twice a year. The final years of Bill Belichick showed us a lot of different things. We didn't know at the time, but it showed us the blossoming of his lovely relationship that we now can't get enough of with one Jordan Hudson. But it also showed us that he's not the greatest in the world at developing quarterbacks, which in fairness, I wouldn't think that because he's a defensive-minded head coach. But if you remember, Mac Jones had a pretty decent rookie season. He's now a perennial backup quarterback because Bill Belichick wanted to bring Matt Patricia, also a defensive coach, in to be the offensive coordinator. To for whatever reason, to think that was going to work with Mac Jones. So if I'm New York, and I have a guy that I'm going to put the next couple of years on, right, in Jackson Dart. I don't know that he's the full long-term answer, but I think he's shown more than enough this year to say, we got something going on here. We'd like to really try and maximize the most out of what Jackson Dart is. He's done some really good things, clean up some things here, right? I would not bring in Bill Belichick. Not with the Jordan Hudson firestorm that comes with it and all of the drama, but also because he has not shown the ability to develop at the most important position. Even at UNC, they don't have a quarterback. That's been their biggest issue. The rest of the roster, while it's not a college football playoff roster by any stretch of the imagination, it's not a bad roster. They're just not very good at quarterback. So when you take Tom Brady out of the equation, there's a long line now of quarterbacks that Bill Belichick hasn't been able to maximize. So if I have this asset in Jackson Dart that I think is really good, I would not turn to Bill Belichick and say, I want you to help him take the next step. Now, defensively, they're really good, and that he would do wonders with that defense. Lord have mercy. But that quarterback is going to be the most important asset that they have here. He is not the guy that I want having his fingerprints on my quarterback.
Well, and plus, if you have any type of sideshow like Bill Belichick has with Jordan Hudson, do you think that's going to get better when you go to New York City? No. It's going to blow up. It's going to be a huge story, and it already is. So it just feels like one of those things where it does not feel like it would work. But let me ask you this, since you're a Commanders guy. So I asked Jenks this initially because, you know, the Commanders were kind of in this position where they needed to develop a young quarterback, but they brought in a defensive-minded head coach in Dan Quinn. Seemed to work out the first year, though, because they had an offensive coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury that's known for working with young quarterbacks, especially the ones right out of college, and developing a game plan that really accentuates their strengths. So Cliff Kingsbury's on this list. I know that he does not have the best track record as a head coach, but do you bite the bullet and say, hey, we know what he can, you know, promise to our young quarterback. It could be a good marriage there. Maybe the other stuff gets better. Do you think he's a viable candidate here?
I would call him for sure. Seeing what he did with Jaden, seeing what he did at USC with Caleb Williams, seeing what he did in Arizona with Kyler Murray. There were a lot of things that went wrong in Arizona that were not exclusively on the shoulders of Cliff Kingsbury. He just, for a lot of it, happens to be the fall guy. When you're a head coach, that's the unfortunate reality. If things start to go sideways, you end up falling on the sword. But I do look at the Giants roster, and that defense is crazy. They got a bunch of dogs that can rush the passer. So you take that and say, all right, we're good there. It really is just about getting talent around Jackson Dart at the wide receiver position. You need more than just Malik Nabers, as we've seen. But then getting Jackson Dart to the next level. Cliff did wonders with Jaden Daniels in his rookie season, so I imagine it would be something similar with Jackson Dart in his second season. I'd be calling every single offensive mind if I was the New York Giants right now, engaging their interest. I don't know if Cliff wants to coach again. He's been kind of open about that, about, you know, the way that Arizona ended kind of left a bad taste in his mouth, so he doesn't know if he wants to. I mean, he literally ran away to Thailand. He doesn't know if he wants to coach again, but I'd call every single offensive mind if I was the New York Giants, including Lane.
Right, and you never know, like, what the answer is going to be now, because, you know, number one, money changes a lot of things, and number two, maybe Cliff Kingsbury's in a different headspace now. And it's not like it is a Giants team, like you mentioned, that is completely devoid of talent. There are some really exciting pieces. So somebody's going to win that job. All right, coming up next, we get to the streaming quarter, what we're watching since we can't watch ESPN right now. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back for more on The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jenks while he is overseas covering the Commanders. He'll be back next week. But I laughed at this next headline because anything when it involves Aaron Rodgers like is sure to like draw an eye roll for most people. But like this one, I'm not really sure what's going on, but it feels extremely comical to me. So the headline is, Aaron Rodgers' quote, phantom wife is still a mystery to family and Steelers wags 5 months after he said he was married. So here's the thing. So Aaron Rodgers has said he is very guarded about his personal life, which I understand. He had some really high-profile relationships with celebrities, with Shailene Woodley, with Danica Patrick, with, I think, Olivia Munn. So, like, the list goes on. And listen, I get it. When you break up, it's not fun to probably talk about it with the media, and especially if you were trying to focus on football. But not a single person has seen his quote-unquote wife. Nobody in the Steelers organization, not his family, which I understand he's not close with his family. But the New York Post apparently has been talking to, like, the other wags for the Steelers. And they're like, we want to talk to her. We want to invite her to things, but we've never seen her. So it's wild to me that she has not been seen once. She's basically Bigfoot of Pittsburgh, and nobody's seen her, not even at a grocery store. So I don't know if she, quote, lives in Canada or goes to another school. But let me ask you this, Denton. Do you think Aaron Rodgers' wife actually exists?
I do think she exists. I think there's a lot of people that are in on the ruse. And I think there's a lot of people in that organization that have seen her and that are lying about it because Aaron Rodgers is asking them to lie about it. I think they're being really upfront, saying, hey, we don't want any of the attention. I think mystery wife X, because I don't know what to call her. Jane Doe, I guess, is probably
Brittany.
The correct term.
Her name has been released.
Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Is she married to Britney Spears? Wait, hold on.
It's spelled differently.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to get me into the conspiracy theory of is Britney Spears still alive or do we know what's going on there? Because that would be, I mean, how hilarious would that be if Aaron Rodgers was wrapped into the is Britney Spears alive conspiracy because he married a Britney Spears that might not actually be alive? That would be way worse than anything Manti Te'o did. But alas, that's not, so that conspiracy theory out the window. I think everyone's in on this. Because surely someone has to have seen her. Either that or she like lives legitimately out of the country and they hang out during the summer to do like ayahuasca together. There's no other way.
Right. Like that's the thing. Like if they weren't married, I would say, okay, like he has some like out of town girlfriend, but like they're married. And listen, from a female perspective, if I'm her, I don't know if I appreciate this. Like, it's one thing if it's her idea to be kept secret, but, like, imagine being married to somebody, and you're like, hey, so, yeah, I have a game on Sunday. You're going to be on the couch. You mean I can't go watch? No. This is very private. I have told nobody about you, so you're going to have to stay here. Oh, and we do have a team dinner afterwards, so I'm going to go to that as well, but I'll be back later. Like, don't you think this might hurt
I got
her
Tupperware.
Feelings a little bit?
Here's some leftovers from the team dinner.
Like, obviously, I don't know her personally, but, like, do you get what I'm saying? Is that, like, it's not fun to be kept a secret, especially if you're a wife.
If you're a wife, right. And, you know, if you just do, like, a simple cost-benefit analysis, right, which I don't think you should subject every relationship to this, but if you just line it up, there are some really nice luxuries of being married to Aaron Rodgers. He's very, very wealthy. He has a lot of resources. I don't know what he's like personally. I've heard some things. You've heard some things. Not a lot are good, but I have heard some good. So, like, I can't judge the man personally, but I feel like if I were to marry Aaron Rodgers, I would at least want a little bit of, like, the fun stuff, you know? Like, I want just a little bit more than the guy who is maybe not the nicest in the world. I want some of the fun stuff, and I want to dress up nice every now and then. I want to, I don't know, make friends. A ravishing concept that might be. I want to not feel like I'm, you know, maybe she doesn't feel like she's like locked up or anything like that, but I would want to live a little bit and not have this like weird fear. I do feel like Aaron Rodgers is hyping the thing up a little bit too much. Like once we find out who Aaron Rodgers' wife is, okay, cool. Like what are we going to do about it? Like Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift, we're way more infatuated with that relationship than Aaron Rodgers and whoever his wife is. Justin Herbert's dating Madison Beer. That's way more interesting than Aaron Rodgers and his wife. If he just like bit the bullet and said, hey, here's my wife, here she is, it'd be a story for like 4 days, and then Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would drop new music, or Taylor Swift would drop another release of the album that she's already released, because she seems to do that a lot. Another thing would come over, so I don't know why he's hiding this like this. It's kind of odd.
It also does not feel great for a marriage. Like, you're married, and I feel like maybe you can speak to this, is that as somebody who's been married for, like, 11 years, I think it's good and healthy to be a part of each other's lives. Like, to know what's going on. Like, when Jake was playing baseball, like, I felt like the best our relationship was when, you know, I was not working, and I was following him around, and so every single night, I would hang out with him and his friends, and I knew what was going on. Like, I knew the guys in the clubhouse. I knew their wives. I knew their families. And it felt like our lives were very intertwined. So, like, she's just at home hearing hearsay about these people. And, like, listen, maybe she's not. Maybe she is going out with them. And maybe Aaron Rodgers is just paying off everybody to not take pictures, to not do things. It's just, I don't know. At some point, somebody's going to get a picture because too many people have camera phones.
Right. And now you're making it a story by people, like, searching for her. Like, I love my wife. Mm-hmm. I have two different Instagram accounts, which is very new, just so I can, like, have personal stuff on one and then work-related stuff on the other. And I don't need trolls coming for the wife, but she's not, it's not like I'm hiding her. Like, we spent literally the entire day just out and about yesterday. It was wonderful. We got some coffee that was very good. We got some bagels that was very good. We got some Chipotle. It was very good. We went to Old Navy. It was like a white girl's dream all in one day. And I was proud to take part in it. But, like, there's no hiding of it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wearing the ring proudly. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I guess, is too. But, and I don't know. I don't get why you would invest in somebody and then hide them.
But here's the other thing. Like, I don't pretend to understand the logic that goes on in Aaron Rodgers' brain. And here's the other thing. Like, who knows about this girl? She might be even crazier than he is. So, like, maybe they just have different ideals when it comes to the world, because wasn't he involved with, like, some girl in, like, Brazil that was, like, super...
She was a
like,
witch.
I don't know the word for it. Crunchy? Yes, witch.
Yeah,
that's
she was
a better
a witch.
Word. She called
yeah.
herself a witch.
Yeah, like that was a self-proclaimed, I am involved in these sorts of activities kind of a thing. And immediately we're like, that checks out. Yep.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. So I teased it, so we better get to it. All right. What are we watching this week?
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on The Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
All right. I know the sounder said Jenks and Chelsea, but it's Denton and Chelsea today because Jenks is out. So, Denton, let me start by asking you, what have you been watching lately?
Well, it's funny that you bring up my wife, because did I use this segment to force us to watch a movie last night? Yes, I did, especially because we don't have ESPN. So I finally watched The Thunderbolts, which is a great Marvel movie that I have been dying to watch, but then I gave up on Disney Plus because, you know, money is tight and things of that nature. And then my wife was like, you know, I have Disney Plus. And I was like, well, that would have been nice to know a couple of months ago. So I finally watched Thunderbolts. It was very good. It was fun. It was like a fun Marvel movie. The ending was kind of, I looked at it a little sideways. I don't know if you want spoilers on the ending, but they basically won with like a group hug. And I was like, I could have seen maybe a little bit more than that.
Aww.
Yeah, maybe some more like
Boo.
Some action in there. But I thought it was fun. It advanced the plot. And Florence Pugh is one of my favorite, you know, I guess new actresses. It feels like she's been around for forever. But she's really good. And she was the main character in this one. So I enjoyed it. And now I get to, you know, watch Fantastic Four finally, because this sets up to Fantastic Four. I haven't seen Fantastic Four, so now I get to watch Fantastic Four.
This is the problem with superhero movies. It feels like if you haven't seen, like, a lot of them, you're too far behind. It's like when people tell me, they're like, Chelsea, you need to watch Star Wars. There's, like, so many movies. And it's like, well, you have to watch this one first. Then it goes to this one. Like, I have things to do. Like, the holiday season's right around the corner. And, you know, it's mom season where I have to get ready for Thanksgiving and all these things. To where it's like, okay, Thunderbolts. Let's see what it's about. The second you said Marvel, I was like, all right, I'm out. I mean, somebody must be watching these movies, because I will say this is the most, like, dependable genre of new movies coming out. I don't know where these superheroes are coming from. Are there just, like, an endless supply of, like, comic books? They're like, okay,
yes.
Well, we have a prequel to the prequel. It never stops.
It never stops. Your mind would melt when I tell you the amount of comic book characters that exist, the amount of comic books that exist. They could do this forever. But I have told myself, so there's another, like, big Avengers movie. There's another two big Avengers movies coming out. After that, I'm done. It's too much to keep up with now, and you get too weird, and then you have movies where, like, you end it with a group hug, and that's supposed to be, like, this thrill of victory, and I'm like, I can't... I liked the lead-up to the movie. I thought a lot of the movie was good. The ending did. I was just like, why did I... This is 2 hours for a hug. I didn't need that. So after the next... After Secret Wars, there's Avengers Doomsday, Avengers Secret Wars. After the final one, I'm good. I'm sticking to Batman from that point on.
Even though I will say, like, if you're an actor, doesn't this feel like the dream? Like, to get a role in one of these superhero movies? Because it pays really well. Like, it's a box office smash. And then you're, like, guaranteed to be in the universe. Where it's like, okay, we're doing a new movie. And it's three of these guys with three of these guys. Because that's where I get confused. It's like, okay, so it's, like, Superman with the Hulk, and it's like all these people that like I didn't know were in the same universe. Like maybe I got that wrong, but do you get what I'm saying? Is it?
I do.
The super team. What's the one where the Avengers? Is that when they all come together?
That's the Avengers, but Superman is not in the Avengers. He's in the Justice League. He's a completely separate thing. But it's going to be even more confusing for you because guess who's back as one of the main villains in the new Avengers movie? It's Robert Downey Jr. Break glass in case of emergency. The movies weren't doing well. They called back Robert Downey Jr. and he's going to play Dr. Doom.
Isn't he Iron Man?
Yep.
Was Iron Man a villain?
Nope.
I'm so confused. All right, I got to do some Googling during the break. Hour two's next of the Daily Tip, but we'll be back for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.